Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how sweet the past, going from day to day. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Good to have you. Amen. I'm just enjoying Jesus. Enjoying Jesus. Paul said, amen. We should get a song and a hymn. Amen. A spiritual song. Keep our minds stirred up on him. Now, Father, we thank you. Oh, God, wherever you are, wherever your people are, amen. Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance upon them. Touch them and deliver them. Give them strength. God, keep them encouraged up. In the name of Jesus. Lord, the many things that are happening that Jesus said would happen. Oh, God. He said, we'll find strength in him. We'll find strength in him from day to day. He'll keep us. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you. And welcome again. I'm so happy that you are here and be with us. Amen. Jesus said that, amen, you will be never alone. Be never alone. Amen. He will be with us, helping us and keeping us from day to day. And the subject of this program and this session here, Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me strength. Amen. You'll find us coming from the book of Timothy. Amen. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and as well as Matthew's. Amen. We're tied up with the book of Matthew, 24th chapter, and as well as Jesus said. Amen. The book of Gospel according to St. John. The Gospel according to St. John. Amen. You'll find us there. Amen. The 13th chapter of St. John. Oh, God. Father, we thank you. Again, we thank you, and we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, the things that you've seen and had us, oh, God, to be encouraged. You gave us the mind to be encouraged. Amen. That's what Paul was saying. Amen. To his disciples, be encouraged. Amen. Jesus was saying, amen, follow me. Amen. At the same time, amen, we have to be encouraged. Starting off tonight with, sometimes we haven't gone so fast, we forget to give you the toll-free number, 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Toll-free number is 1-855-232-2252, 347-215-8816. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We ask to continue to pray for one another and share with one another. Amen. And keep each other encouraged. Amen. You can find us as well as on the website, Doctrine of blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen.com. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And we thank God again. Saint Paul, the Solomon, in the book of Proverbs, he wrote 27. Proverbs 27 and 17, that iron sharpeneth iron, Amen. That we sharpen our confidence of our friends, that we both come together. You have a little bit, I have a little bit of knowledge, and we put it together. Amen. And the Lord will strengthen us and give us understanding through the Holy Spirit. Also, the multitude of counselors, there is safety. The multitude of counselors, there is safety. Proverbs 24:6, multitude of counselors, there is safety. Then we look at 2 Timothy 3:16. We look at Paul telling Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped in every good knowledge and work, in every good work. Amen. So we use the whole Bible. We use the whole Bible. Amen. The Old Testament, all that's said about the Old Testament, amen, is given, and like the schoolmaster. It's a schoolmaster. It helps. Amen. Give us the background and understanding of everything. Amen. Then you come forth, and Jesus, as Jesus came forth, amen, and Jesus began to talk, and he is the Word. He is the Word of God. Amen. God sent his Word. Amen. His Word helped us to understand what was here way before time. Amen. Way before time. Way before our living. Way before, amen, our consciousness and understanding. God brought forth his Son. Amen. His Son gave his life. His Son gave his life. Amen. That we might have the right to the tree of life. That we might have the right to walk on into heaven. Amen. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We might have the right. Amen. That the people will understand. Amen. What this world is all about. And many of us going through now, we see that. And you hear the testimonies of friends and lost friends and relatives, amen, how this world and how life is so fragile, amen, how it's just like a vapor, amen, like the psalmist say, life is just like a vapor, amen, we're here today and gone tomorrow, everything happened overnight, amen, hallelujah, thank you, y'all, thank you, amen, so you can be here today. 37 division of Psalms, amen, say, despite not thyself because of evildoers, amen, but delight thyself in the Lord, amen, because evildoers can be, see him spread himself like he's all over the world, amen, all kind of power, amen, but God will cut him down, amen, you look and see, well, what happened to this, what happened to that person, all he had himself, he's strong. You say, what happened? Amen. Nobody can understand what had happened. Amen. Because God has said his Word. Amen. Men stretch themselves. Amen. But they be gone. They be gone. All right. Amen. We're looking at now. Amen. Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me strength. Amen. We're going to go to Philippians 4th chapter. Paul is writing, he was talking to the Philippian church. He was talking to the Philippian church concerning things and how things had happened. Amen. And we should be also be concerned ourselves. Amen. In the Philippian church, God was saying, therefore, brethren, my dear beloved, and long for my joy and crown. Let's stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Amen. He said, be steadfast in the Lord. Amen. There are a lot of things that's coming upon this world. There are a lot of things that we never know. Amen. The world, if you look back, everybody was on the top of the world. If you use that expression, the top of the world, that everybody knew what was going on. They had their agenda. They had their life, vacation. We all had our schedule. Amen. And all of a sudden, amen, things began to happen. Amen. The world began to shatter. Amen. With this disease. Amen. You have to understand. Amen. These diseases been here. Amen. Amen. They've been here. And how they got here from the beginning of time. Sin. Sin brought it in. Amen. And Jesus came healing. That's why Jesus came healing. And part of his ministry was that he knew, amen, all things were possible and all things, amen, that God gave all power in his hand. So he had to come in, amen, in this system, in this world, amen, for healing. He had to come in. He had to bring healing in. Amen. If he didn't bring healing in, amen, he'd be just like everybody else. Amen. He will not have the power, amen, over everything. He will not have the power over everything. So if you look, if we begin to study Jesus' life, amen, his ministry, amen, he noticed, and we begin to walk and begin to look at it, amen, everything, amen, came through. He broke every yoke that the enemy had put out. He broke every yoke, amen. He broke every foundation of sin, and he tied it up, amen, through healing, amen. That's one of the basic foundation of a Christian, that we have the benefit, amen, to lay hands on the sick, amen, and they shall recover. Amen. You can pray for the sick. You pray for those that are in distress. You can pray for those that are broken down. Amen. Mentally and physically. Amen. Because Jesus had given us that power. Amen. He has given us that authority. Amen. To come in. Amen. In the lifestyle of his ministry. And do the same thing he's been doing. Doing the same thing he's been doing. Amen. Doing the same thing that he's been doing. Notice what Paul was saying to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord again. Again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Whatsoever, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, be any praise, think on these things. Things which we have both learned, received, and heard. See in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. So we have to look at these, brother. We have to look at these. Amen. That the thing that we are going through, amen, is not permanent. We have to look at this things that we're going through. They are not permanent. Amen. And God has given us, amen, the ability to pray for them. To pray. Amen. First John 1:9 says, if you see your brother sin a sin which is not, amen, unto death, amen, we should pray and ask God, amen, that this sin, of things that he's going through, amen, our testimony, our living testimony, amen, be forgiven. Notice what 1 John 1:9 was saying. Amen. We have a lawyer. We have an advocate. We have Jesus the Christ. He's the one that looks over us and helps us and live and guide us. Amen. We have one, amen, that have to help us to get the strength from the Lord. Amen. Notice here. Amen. Our living testimony. Amen. First John 1:5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And we see that we have fellowship with him. We walk in darkness. We lie and do not have the truth. Amen. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sins. And if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned it, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Amen. There's some things that, amen, will not appear here. People call into you. This all list of callers will appear here when they call into your expo. But if we have sin for some reason, amen. Jesus told us in the model prayer, amen. He told us to listen. Amen. If you have committed sin, you have trespassed against your brother. Amen. And Peter was saying, Lord, how often? Amen. Lord, how often should I forgive my brother? Amen. Does that sound familiar? Amen. How often? Amen. That these things that my brother, my sister, amen, constantly bring up every day of the week, every hour, amen, causing others to sin, amen. And Jesus said in Matthew 18 chapter, in the 21st verse, and Jesus said unto them, he said, called Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him 7 times? And Jesus said to him, I sin to thee 7 times. Until 70 times 7. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times. But until 70 times 7. Therefore, if the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king, which had taken an account of his friends, amen. And when he had began to reckon, one had brought him unto him, would owe him 10,000 talents, amen. So we have to understand. We're gonna stop right there. Amen. Jesus came to forgive us of our sins. Sin is, amen, it's a way of not doing what God say do. Amen. We've been misled by, amen, the fallen angel. Amen. That's his department. He had brought things upon this earth, and he told Adam and Eve, amen, and he deceived the world. And he told Adam and Eve, now listen, Adam, the day that you eat of this tree, amen, you will not surely die. You will not surely die. You are not really going to, God going to throw you out of the garden. Make it simple. God loved you so much, he sent his son, and he made this garden, and he's not going to throw all this away. Amen. Throw all of you away. Because, amen, he made you in his own image. He made you in his own likeness. And the Adam and Eve bought that. They bought that price. Amen. That product. And God did throw them out of the garden. Yes, he did. God did throw them out of the garden. Out of the Garden of Eden. And when he threw them out of the Garden of Eden, amen, and they, and he sent his son to many people that come to Jesus and asked for forgiveness, he forgave them. He forgave them. And it's from time on through Jesus' ministry, amen, people was forgiven. Amen. People came back to God. The whole world came back to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. And here we find, amen, that Jesus, amen, forgave these people and forgave this man. And he forgave the world. In the gospel according to John, 1 John, he said, if you say that you don't have, lied, if you say that you had not lied, let's stay right there. If you say that you have not lied, amen, if you have not sinned, amen, you're a liar. You're lying. Now, why God wants to work on that through his son, Apostle John, saying that you're a liar because of the fact if you confess your sin, and it's easy to confess your sin, but first you have to take fault for it. You have to own up to it. Amen. Say, well, Lord, I forgive me of my sin. It was me. I did it. And I didn't realize it. Amen, but I want to stay under your covenant. Oh, man, amen. And all of that is a part of, amen, seeing that you want to be a part of God's kingdom. Because the same thing with Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve said they didn't know anything, amen, that God wasn't going to take them out of the garden, and they didn't believe all of that, what the devil was saying about you can go and do this and do that. Amen. They just really went on and ate of the pleasure of the tree. Amen. There's some pleasures of sin. Amen. And people are going out now. If you take out the pleasure out of sin, if you take out the pleasure, amen, amen, and going to the nightclub and drinking alcohol and smoking, amen, and be involved in all these other things. If you take the pleasure out of sin, amen, the devil workshop. It would go down. Nobody would be serving the devil. Nobody would be serving the devil. Amen. You take the pleasure out of it. Just think about this now. If you take the pleasure out of alcohol, take the pleasure out of drugs. Amen. They have to keep continuing doing it because they have to have the pleasure in it. But if you take the pleasure of having a good time, amen, and having a place to go, to travel, and looking for a place, amen, to cover up and hide, amen, and they know it's God. And sometimes they just don't know or just don't care. But whatever it is, if you take the pleasure out of sin, amen, you'll find that there is no strength, amen. When it comes down to, amen, those that lost and walked away, amen, Jesus told the disciples, go get Peter, we got to cover him up, we got to cover him under the blood, amen, of the Lamb. Go get Peter, bring him back, amen. Go tell Peter, amen, he has sinned. God told Peter, amen, Peter, the day that you hear this, the day that you be involved, Peter, you're going to sin. Amen. And Peter said, no, Lord, not me. So there are many people out there, amen, many of you know, that don't have friends, that don't have family, amen, and they started out, amen, and they feel that now they don't have no strength because they bought the lie. They bought the lie that once you sin and you ask God, keep asking God, the next thing you know, amen, you don't have no strength, or you're just too proud to come back and say, Lord, forgive me. That's why Jesus told Peter, amen. And Peter said, Lord, how often should I forgive my brother? And Peter said, and Jesus said, not seven times only, Peter, but 70 times seven. 70 times seven. Amen. 70 times seven. Amen. That's 490 times. Amen. That's 366 days in a year. That's every day he does something, amen, and you know he's trying to get out from under it, amen. If he didn't get out from under it, you might get irritated, amen. You might get upset with him, amen, but forgive him. Forgive him. The Bible said the love cover a multitude of sins. Forgive him. He's trying to get out from under those things, amen, that he's been working on for years. Some people know they would come to Christ. Amen. They would come to Christ if they just only had a little bit more strength, if they only had a little bit more time, amen, to listen, amen. But when they do get involved and get in the same environment, amen, say, Lord, help me, give me some strength. And the next thing you know, they say, okay, Lord, forgive me now. Or Lord, on Sundays, they say, Lord, forgive me. And down through the week might be their coworker, might be their neighbor, and they had to tell a lie. They figured they have to tell him, and next thing you know, they keep on saying, you know, Lord, I'm not going to tell or keep playing hypocrite with you. Lord, I'm not going to do it. But you know what? No, I'm just going to say, Lord, forgive me, and I'm going to go right on and the next thing you know, something done happened to the person. And whatever he was doing or she was doing, it did not come up. It did not come up. But now they're not asking for forgiveness. Now they just go right on out. But as long as they've been asking for forgiveness, that's why Jesus said and told Peter, said, Peter, listen, Peter, how often... Peter said, Lord, how often should I forgive my brother? Seven times? And Jesus said, no. Amen. Seven times 70. Seven times 70. If you count that up, that's every day of the week, every day of the month. Amen. 365 days of the year. Amen. So as long as if people say, well, Lord, you know, don't judge them and don't turn your back on them and don't look on them. Say, well, you know, that person here, they in the Lord, but they're having a hard time and they're weak. Amen. And they're okay. But the situation is, as long as he said, Lord, or she said, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Amen. And God cover them up. God cover them up. God cover them with his blood. Amen. He hold back judgment on them. Amen. You never know. You never know when God come back. But Jesus keep covering them up with their blood and hoping that one day they'll come out from under that. Amen. Jesus has saved them. He has helped them. Amen. But he got a weak spot. He got a weak spot. She got a weak spot. Amen. And that's what Peter was concerned about. Amen. That Lord will give him strength to come out from under that. Amen. But now we try to turn our back and we say, well, you know, the multitude of sins cover a brother or sister. But listen, as long as Jesus know what you're doing, as long as Jesus know what that person is doing, amen, that's okay. Because they have confessed their sin. They have confessed their sin. Now, don't get me wrong now. Amen. 1 John 1:9 says, if a person confess his sin, God is faithful and just to forgive them of their sin. God has given them strength. Amen. And they feel justified. Amen. They feel faith again. Amen. They feel all right again. Amen. Regardless of how often, amen, Proverbs 24:16 say, for a just man falleth down 7 times and rise up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. A just man falls 7 times. Amen. And Jesus told Peter said, Lord, how often should I forgive my brother? 7 times. Jesus said, no, you got to go a little bit further than that, Peter. Because you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. You never know when the flood come and he needs food for his mother, his family. Amen. He need a job. Amen. And he take a little time and say, well, you know, I'm going to go over here and work with the Hindus and go over here and work with the Buddhas. Amen. And they take him in. He got a good skill. She got a good skill and is able to help with the family, help with the food. Amen. Help with the housing, help with the bills. Amen. Then by and by, amen, she said, well, you know, next year I'm going to get out from under this. Lord, help me. Lord, forgive me. Amen. So God giving them strength. As long as they keep confessing and asking God, amen, about their problems, about their situation, God will bring them out. God will bring them out. I know many times, amen, as a pastor and leader, amen, we know that sometimes among the congregation there are many people there, amen, involved in all types of situations, amen, but we just love them. Like a mother does her children, she knows her children, his problems, amen, but she loves them, amen. So love cover a multitude of sins. Love cover a multitude of sins, amen. So we have to understand, amen, the pleasure of sin today, the pleasure of sin, what Paul was saying, amen, to come out from among them, amen, be separated because of the fact, amen, you get involved in, amen, in certain places, in certain situations, amen, you need to overcome. And you need God to help you to overcome. Amen. If you made some comments or made some confessions, amen, to help you to be involved in this world, some job, some inheritance of some things, and then you have people you know say, well, that's a Christian, and that's, well, that person there, they go to church, but I saw them playing the horse track. I saw them over there involved in all of these things. Amen. But don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You don't know what it takes. Amen. We don't know what it takes. Amen. For a person to come to Christ. Amen. But when they do come, and like Paul said, lay aside every weight and the sin so easily beset you. Amen. When they do come and accept Christ on Sunday or a Monday or Tuesday and accept Christ, amen, they weep and moan at night. Say, Lord, help me out of this. Help me out of this. Amen. Then they get up the next day and they have to go out, amen, be involved and go back around. Amen. So don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Amen. They're asking God to give them strength. Asking God to give them strength. Asking God to help them going through their life. Amen. So a person's life, God will give them strength. Amen. A person's life, amen, is so important today. A person's life is so important. Amen. We have to understand, amen, God does forgive people 70 times 7. 70 times 7. The person gets strength. God does forgive them 70 times 7. If they keep asking, but with a pure heart, they have to ask God. You have to ask God with a pure heart. Amen. You just can't come and say, well, Lord, forgive me today. Amen. And tomorrow, yesterday. And just skip the whole week. And just be doing something that you know is wrong. And you say, well, I know God won't forgive me. Then you turn around and say, well, Lord, I know you're forgiving God. Amen. And you know, just like the parable. It's like the parable say, I know God, he's forgiving God. Amen. But no. No. You got to have a pure heart. Your heart got to be sincere. Amen. That's where the Holy Ghost come in. Holy Ghost come in, amen, where he give you the power, amen, to overcome a situation. Amen. People that live in houses with families and friends, and some are saved and some are not saved. Amen. One mate is saved and another mate is not saved. One brother is saved and another one is not saved. And one is half saved and another one half saved. It's just things half saved. Amen. And when it comes down to being a part of the situation, amen, they ask God, say, Lord, amen, save my brother because I'm tired of going out, amen, stealing with him. I'm tired of going out lying with him. Amen. Lord, save my sister, save my brother. Amen. So if you ask God for strength, you ask God for strength. Amen. You ask God for strength now. Ask him. Ask God for strength. Amen. To help you overcome. Amen. I remember, amen, I make this example of them. I was working in a warehouse. Amen. I had another brother. He was a Catholic. And they didn't believe in the Holy Ghost and different things. Amen. They always believe in Mother Mary. Hail Mary, Mother Mary. Amen. And Mary this and Mary that. Amen. But I just believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I believe, you know, God sent his son died, and he rose from the dead, and Jesus rose from the dead, and he gave me the power, all of us, the power and ability to pray for the sick, amen, and one day we always had a big argument in the back. I didn't want to argue, but every day we had a big argument. So one day I said, well, Lord, you know, I'm tired of this now. I'm tired of this. I'm going to have to take this man. I'm going to have to let him know, amen, and you know my temper, you know the different things. That's why I was young in the Lord. And when I got in there, and some of the brothers were saying, you know, such a person back there, he's crying. And I said, he's crying for what? Well, he went to a church. He went to church, and this man came in, a priest came in, was teaching about the Holy Spirit. Amen. And was teaching that how God will forgive you and strengthen you and help you. Hallelujah. Then he accepted that. And when God forgave him for his sins, and he forgave him, it cleansed his heart, it made him feel upright, he felt so good. Amen. And we got to talking, and we got back there. Amen. And I can see the difference. I can see the difference on his face. So God will give you the strength. God will give you the strength. Once you come into the truth of the light, God will give you the strength. So we're talking about, we're going to go to the studio here. We kind of run over a little time here. But anyway, we're going to go to the studio. Might be somebody else that God has given them strength, amen, to go on and forgave you. You might know somebody that thinks, well, I've asked God so many times. Amen. They done prayed and asked God and fast. Amen. It has been done all they could. Amen. But God will forgive you of that sin. If your heart is right and you didn't mean to do what you wanted, what happened, God will forgive you. God will forgive you. Regardless of how many times you did it, regardless of how many times you said it, amen, God will forgive you. He will forgive you because he know your condition. He know your condition. All right, we're going to press 1 on the phone. Go to 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're talking about, amen, God will give us strength. God will give us strength. Amen. God will give us strength. Do you have a story, a phone, some kind of comment? All right, here we go. We're going up to 850-2337.
Amen.
Good evening.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Good evening, Bishop. How y'all doing out there? Yeah, God is the strength and the source of my life. You know, I've been delivered from a drug addiction, and God blessed me with a nice family, a nice house, and I had to go to God and go back to basics, the way my mother and them raised me, and ask God to take the taste of this stuff out of my mouth and give me the strength to be the man that I know he want me to be and not the man I want to be. And I asked him, I said, Lord, please hear me. I pleaded with him, and I begged, and I asked, and I got delivered. I got delivered, and I got 25 years clean. And I've been walking in the light and asking and staying in the light and doing things that godly things that I supposed to have been doing, but I got away from the way I was reared. You know, my mom raised me without a father. I do the best I can do now. And you know what I tell myself today? I said, Lord, I'm going to do my best. And I know that my best is good enough because it's from my heart. You know, you have to guard your heart because the issues of life come out your heart. So I pray a prayer of strength every day, that I pray Jesus Christ strengthen me to give me the strength to carry on. I got another testimony about me being down and almost out, and the devil is a liar, and the Lord delivered me and brought me back from a AFib, almost heart failure. And I used to come walk two steps in front of me. But now I can get on my tractor and ride and work outside. I got my own business back, and I'm doing things. God is just the strength of my life and the leader of my life. Thank you, and I really love y'all. Thank you for this topic, and it's really carried me to a place to where I know I'm very, very thankful for the strength that God gives me, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, three Trinity. Thank you. Y'all have a nice night. Thank you, Bishop.
Hello? God bless you. God bless you, man of God. Amen. It's wonderful, amen, to hear, amen, how God is still alive. He's still alive. Amen. If you come to him truly from your heart, amen, you'll find out he's alive. He's not just biblical on the word, but he's in the flesh. Amen. Amen. That's why Jesus said, he told him David said it. David said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. I thank God for, amen, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, those that have been on drugs and alcohol, when you start praising God and that Holy Spirit, amen, give you the joy from heaven, oh, it supersedes the alcohol. It supersedes all those different feelings you had when you was in drugs. Amen. It have to. Amen. Yes, it do. It have to give you the strength and the ability, amen, to bring you back. Amen. And you don't have to pay for it. It'll always be there. Always be there. Amen. You can always say, Lord, I thank you. You know, you ride along, you thank you. Lord, I thank you, God. Amen. It's always going to be there. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Thank God for the testimony. Amen. Thank God for the, amen, the people there. Amen. All you have to do now is those that are out there, amen, those that are out there, amen. You should know when you're in a service, amen, in a lively service, amen, and you worshiping the Lord, and the Lord will I'm talking about the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost now. You worshiping the Lord, and you feel the movement of the Spirit. Amen. It's going to supersede everything else. All these other joys of the world, all these other things of the world, amen. The joy of the Lord going to bypass all of that. The joy of the Lord going to bypass all of that. You begin to feel it. I had one lady, a young adult, amen, come up and she brought her friend. And she said, she don't know about this church. Amen. We praising God and thanking God. And some be crying and some be laughing. And you say, she don't know about this kind of church because, amen, she never been in this kind of church before. She's been in a church where they just sit there. Amen. They get up and they read and they sit down and they listen to the word. Amen. And the choir sing and they go home. And they go home. But this, amen, but this kind of praising God, amen, and thank God, and the people get really involved, amen. They never seen nothing like it. She never seen nothing like it. Amen. But that's what David meant. He said, the joy of the Lord. Amen. The joy of the Lord. When you get down, amen, and begin to talk and begin to praise him, amen, is his strength. Because that means you can feel him there. Amen. That means you know he's alive in this world. You know he's alive in this world. When you feel the Lord alive, amen, in this world, it lets you know you're not by yourself. It lets you know you're not by yourself. So when people begin to praise God and thank God, amen, in the service, amen, they begin to see, say, wow, you know, I didn't know God was alive. I thought I was just going through some religious plan, some religious ceremony, but the way they praising God, amen, and raising up their hands, amen, and some just begin to shake and rock between. You ever seen people just rock on the benches and amen, and they clap their hands, and I mean they be really get into it, like, just like in a game, a basketball game, and all these other things. Once you put yourself in God's hand, amen, and believe in God that he's alive, amen, he'll let you know. He'll let you know he's alive. He'll let you know he's alive. So the pleasures of sin, what Paul was talking about, the pleasures of sin, amen. If the devil knew, and he don't want the world to know, amen, that God have a pleasure, amen, a joy of the Lord, amen, that if you reach out from your heart and reach out deep down inside you, amen, and begin to truly praise God and pray from your heart, he will deliver you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He got to deliver you. If he's going to be Lord of Lords and King of Kings, he got to supersede drugs. They got some drugs now. You take one, you take a pill, and you drop dead on the spot. Drop dead on the spot. Amen. But God got, through his Holy Spirit, hallelujah, through his Holy Spirit, God can help you. Amen. You just keep talking. He'll wake you up. Amen. He'll bring you sober. Amen. That's why the last caller said he'll bring you sober. He'll wake you up. And you get out there and you begin to talk. Amen. Let me leave this alone. Amen. We got a couple more minutes. We got about 5-6 minutes. Amen. Might be somebody else. Amen. God had given them strength. God has given them strength. You don't have to wait until you get down. Amen. You don't have to wait till you get down sorrowful or sick on the bed. Amen. But sometimes that's what it takes. Sometimes you have tried everything. Amen. Like the lady with issue of blood, she have tried everything. But now she got to go ahead and she decides to say, you know what, I'm going to try Jesus. I'm going to try Jesus, see if he's alive. And we'll see if Jesus is alive. All right, we're going to go to 855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Those of you who's coming in, amen, if you want to say something or make a comment, how God has strengthened you or delivered you, amen. You can just press 1 on your phone, and we won't call your name. We don't know your name anyway. We just call your area code and last 4 digits. Area code and last 4 digits. Amen. But if you want to challenge God, see if he's alive. Amen. If you want to see those of you, I say this unto those who have left God. If you know some people have left God and wonder why he haven't really helped them like he should, the devil done told them that you done asked God 3 or 4 times and he didn't do nothing, then 4 or 5 times and he didn't do nothing, amen. But you can go to God back any day of the week and really mean that, and he will take you back. And you have to really mean it, though. You have to really mean it. So, Lord, I don't want to be in this situation. Just help me out of this. Just help me out of this. Amen. And just keep asking from day to day, amen, until he work it out for you. But you got to really mean it. You have to really mean it. Amen. All right. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We might take one more caller because we're going to go in prayer. We want to go into prayer because let me see 855. Let me see 84. Let's see if our preacher's still there. Is he gone? Or, amen. We're going to try. Amen. All right. All right, here we go. Okay, we're getting ready to go into prayer now. Amen. And we are thank God for each and every one. And we're getting ready to go into prayer. We want you all to recognize that if you got a friend, a brother, a sister, or somebody, amen, you know, amen, that you want to pray. Amen. We're all going to get together and pray. Amen. According to Matthew's 18, chapter 18 and 19 verse, you say, with 2 or 3 touching and agreeing, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth, whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. Maybe you have come across this doctrine, amen. Maybe you come across this doctrine where, amen, they believe, amen, they've been taught, amen. Once you pray two or three times on something, you don't need to pray for it no more. But you might not feel that way in your conscience. Maybe you might not feel that way in your life. Amen. You might feel that you, amen, the enemy done told you that now you're too far gone. You're too far gone. Amen. But right now, amen, we're going to pray. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, with Jesus, where you say two or three touches is agreed. What it is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. Oh God, stretch your hand of deliverance now, oh God of healing. Oh God, stretch your hand of deliverance, oh God, right now. Oh Lord, those that need forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Lord, they don't know how to ask, oh God, but you told them to ask from their heart. Amen. If you ask from their heart, oh God, you will forgive them. Amen. Amen. They might not know how to pray like they should know how to pray. Amen. But Lord, if you ask, if they ask, oh God, and you will have them to understand. Amen. They confess with their mouth, they say with their mouth, and believe in their heart, they shall be forgiven. And Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you for it. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. We thank God today. We thank God for each and every one. We thank God for all of you. Amen. It's coming in. But pass it on. Pass it on. Amen. Peter said in the Word, amen, we always go by the Word of God. Peter said in the Word that, amen, how often, Peter said, how often I should forgive my brother. Amen. He said, how often. Amen. Matthew 18 chapter. Read Matthew 18, chapter 18, 21 down to about 25 verses. Amen. After Matthew 18, chapter 21 verse all the way down. Amen. And you will see, amen, that God really loves you and he cares for you. All right. We thank God for you. Amen. Listen till next time. Bishop Poole, give it to call a friend and tell a friend the doctrine of truth is on the air. And we love you. Love your neighbor. And love your friends. Amen. Love is more powerful than anything on this world. Amen. In Jesus' name, God bless you. God bless you.